I chose William Peace University because of the small class sizes. I feel that you get more one-on-one time with teachers. With class sizes like about 16 per teacher, you can really get that one-on-one help a lot of students need.
A 12-to-1 student-to-faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Our next guest, the one and only Brooke Pryor at B.E. Pryor on Twitter. On television, was in a pool with a rubber duck. Not a rubber duck, an inflatable duck. Was that Monday that you were in the pool? I think it was warmer Monday. Was that the day?
So it was, you were right. I was in a pool with a rubber duck. I was actually in the pool with 61 rubber ducks and 1 5-foot inflatable duck. I filmed that over the weekend when I was in Florida on a bachelorette to make my NFL Nation mock draft pick. Shockingly, the Steelers picked an Oregon duck in our mock draft exercise, so I really leaned into it.
Well, it's interesting. Did you have backups just in case the player was off the board? Did you have a rubber blue devil just in case you had to take Graham Barton with that pick?
You know, I'm not going to say that I let my props influence my pick, but that may have been a factor. But I will tell you, I did not own any of those ducks before I made the pick. And instead, I had to Amazon Prime all the ducks to the Bachelorette house the day that I made the pick. So shout out to same-day delivery and overnight delivery. It really came in clutch.
And shout out to Amazon Prime. Brooke Pryor, ESPN, covers the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I woke up to not the unsurprising news that the Steelers would not pick up what would have been like a 20-some-odd million-dollar fifth-year option on Justin Fields, but to the reality that both he and Russell Wilson each have 1 year left on a deal. And it's hard to really evaluate Justin Fields without seeing him play. And since they've only got 1 year to really evaluate Justin Fields, how's this going to work?
It's a great question. And what I think that we will figure out more about once we get into, you know, OTAs, mini camp, training camp, the actual season. I mean, the Steelers really, I think, are putting themselves under the gun here. They are learning to work with deadline pressure because they do like to extend guys before the season if they're going to. Like, their historical precedent is that they do not do contracts once the season starts. So that kind of paints them into a corner here where they're not going to pick up his fifth-year option and they're not going to extend Russell Wilson before the season. They're really going to have to get something done in between the time that their season ends in January or maybe even February and the start of free agency. So they're kind of kicking the can down the road, but that's all they really can do in this case because you don't want to pick the can up now and have it cost $25 million for a product that you don't know how it's going to perform in your system.
What are the chances? Because I floated this possibility out. What are the chances that they come to an agreement with Justin Fields on a one-year extension at like $15 million for next year, for the following season?
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, that would not surprise me, kind of the Jordan Love method of, you know, acknowledging, hey, we want to give you a longer leash or at least more time to prove yourself while also looking at like, hey, it may not be this season. Like, we want to see you play at some point. We don't know when that is, but we want to make sure that your at least short-term future is set up. I could see that happening. I think they have to see how the draft shakes out and how any of these like last minute trade rumors shake out. I don't think they're going to get Brandon Ayuk, but hey, I also didn't think they were going to get Russell Wilson and Justin Fields.
Right.
So really, who knows?
Brooke Pryor, ESPN covers the Steelers at BE Pryor on Twitter, but you also cover the NFL. So I want you to kind of interpret this for me. I have my own theories. Jerry Jones at his press conference yesterday, when asked about extensions, the question was about Dak Prescott and CD Lamb. He wants to see more cards played. He wants to wait at more evaluation time, I guess, for both players. What more do you think he needs to see from Dak Prescott and or CD Lamb?
No one is more, says more while really saying less than Jerry Jones. Nobody is more nonsensical in some of these press conferences because this is just his way of saying, like, everything that he said at this point signals to me that he doesn't think Dak can win him a Super Bowl. Because if he did think that, then he would not continue with these, you know, we're going to wait and see, and I don't know if we want to pay him and all these things. Like, he's always been, it feels like, very lukewarm on Dak, which is, I think, really frustrating if you're Dak, because some of these things that have happened, you know, not having success in the playoffs is outside of Dak's control or happening not, you know, Dak isn't the reason that they're not going far in the playoffs. So I think it's frustrating for him, but I mean, Jerry Jones has not said that, nothing that Jerry Jones has done or said makes me think that he thinks Dak can win them the Super Bowl. And to me, the only sample size that he wants to see from those guys, or the only sample he wants to see from those guys, is a Lombardi, and that's not going to happen. So I think this is just Jerry Jones kind of vamping and trying to kill time answering the question while saying actually nothing in reality, nothing at least that makes sense.
See, here's the thing. I actually think it almost makes more sense to wait for Dak because he's an older player at this point. He's been around a lot longer than people think. He's already in his 30s, right? So, like, so if this year, if there's any hint of kind of, you know, his skills sort of diminishing some, then I understand waiting. I don't understand waiting on CD Lamb because waiting for a wide receiver like that just means the price is going up.
Exactly. You are exactly, that is exactly what I was going to say, is that in the wide receiver market, for a guy as young and as talented as CD is, he's not going to get cheaper. You do make a good point about Dak, that he's kind of already hit that peak, and now that price could start to come down depending on how next season goes. So yeah, that makes sense to me. But yeah, CD Lamb, the price tag on young skill players, especially as the cap goes up, is going to just keep climbing and climbing and climbing. And Jerry Jones is a very wealthy man, and the Cowboys spend a lot of money. So maybe he just really, really wants to spend a lot of money. I don't know what that's like. I enjoy shopping on the sale rack, but he's like, no, I want to wait until the price of this thing I know I really need jumps, until inflation really hits, and then I'll buy it.
Were the 61 rubber ducks an Amazon Prime sale?
They were, actually. I think that they were $11.99, and I got them for $9.99. So, you know, really, I shopped around to get the best deal.
That is the best. All right, Brooke Pryor, final thing, and it's really about the Cowboys, too. Do you think, and I might have one more, do you think the Cowboys might draft a quarterback at some point in this draft?
Are you ready for the big game? At The Designery, we can help you arrange your kitchen in the perfect way to feed everyone coming over for the big game. I'm Dana Merrill, the owner of The Designery in North Raleigh.
And I am True Merrill. I am the project manager.
The Designery is a lovely kitchen, bath, and closet remodeling company. We do pretty much any of the utility spaces in your house. If you want to store things in your cabinets, if you want to work on things on your countertops, if you want to have a floor that can get wet or muddy, we're the place to help you fix your home up.
We are the Designery North Raleigh, located at 3030 Wake Forest Road in the Holly Park Plaza. We would love to see you, or visit our website at thedesignery.com.
Sure, why not? You know, I think that this is a deep quarterback class. I don't think that they will reach for one, but if one falls in their lap in a later round, I don't think it hurts to take that, especially when, like you mentioned, you do have a quarterback that is probably has, as Mike Tomlin says, more sand in the bottom of the hourglass than on the top. He's kind of right there in the middle, but skewing that way. I think that if you can get a guy, I don't know, like a Sam Hartman, maybe in a later round, take a flyer on a guy. I don't think that it hurts in that situation. And given how I don't know, it feels like the Cowboys have just made no sense through free agency. So, hey, let's keep not making a lot of sense in the draft. And while everyone thinks you're going to stock up on wide receivers and running backs and add guys to your defense, let's just take a quarterback. Why not?
I think they might. I think that'll tell you really what Jerry thinks. And it's probably smart anyway, right, to take a quarterback if you're Dallas, because Dak doesn't have a ton left, and you should start thinking about the future. The great football axiom, I don't even know who said it, the best time to get a quarterback is when you don't need one, and theoretically, the Cowboys don't need one. Should the Jets consider drafting a quarterback?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think so, mostly because I don't want to hang my hopes on Aaron Rodgers' healed Achilles. I think that, yes, Aaron Rodgers, when he was healthy, was an MVP quarterback, back-to-back MVPs. But I think that he is even closer to the end than Dak. And I think that the situation the Jets found themselves in last year, where it felt like they were a quarterback away from being real contenders, and they did not do anything to address that position. They need to do something to add more to that room so that, A, in the short term, they're not scrambling the way that they were last year, and B, in the medium to long term, whenever it is that Aaron Rodgers finally goes away and leaves us all in peace, they have more of a succession plan than just throwing out whatever street free agent they can find.
Look, the 2028 presidential election is not that far away. So Aaron Rodgers will probably need to start getting his ducks in a row, so to speak, for that. Brooke Pryor, you are the best. At B.E. Pryor on Twitter. Thank you very much. I hope I didn't disturb you at a bachelorette party, but I'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. I'm back in Pittsburgh. No more bachelorettes, but I did bring the duck.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.